Donald Trump, New York Times will never recover after Brett Kavanaugh smear. By Charlie Spiring on September 16, 2019. President Donald Trump honed in on criticism of the New York Times on Monday. During a rally in New Mexico after an embarrassing error on an allegation against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The president defended Kavanaugh as a great man and a great talent, repeating his demand on Twitter that the New York Times employees involved with the story should resign. "I don't think they'll do it, but they should for the good of the nation," he said. The Times corrected their story on Monday after critics uncovered the original piece they left out, that the woman who was reportedly a victim of Kavanaugh's claimed lewd action at Yale would not confirm the story. Trump lamented the current status of his hometown paper, noting the Russia witch hunt hoax. "They've taken the old gray lady and broken her down, destroyed her virtue, and ruined her reputation. She can never recover and will never return to greatness under current management," Trump said. Borrowing the typical slogan of a monarch perishing, the president said, "The Times is dead, long live the New York Times." "I do want it to live, but I want them to change their ways," Trump said. Trump mocked Democrats for demanding Kavanaugh's impeachment from the Supreme Court. "One of the smartest, most brilliant students, top at Yale. Incredible life and incredible family," he said, referring to Kavanaugh.